Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. World Ocean Radio has a wonderful assignment to interview Bernard Carteret, a scholar, publisher, editor, and innovator considered the father of the maritime heritage renaissance in France, and some would say across Europe. As the founding editor of Chasse Marée, France's preeminent maritime publication, and as founding editor of Maritime Life and Traditions, co-published in English with Wooden Boat magazine in the United States, and documenting the larger maritime cultural meaning of the Atlantic, Carteret has made an astonishing contribution to public awareness of what was rapidly becoming a lost history in his own country and elsewhere in Europe. He is an amazing example of how one man with a specific passion, relentless curiosity, and determined communication can make an enormous difference. Let me give you one example. In 1986, in partnership with Lance Lee, an American with a long and equally passionate career in small craft history and experiential education, Carteret co-founded Atlantic Challenge, a contest in seamanship conducted in 38-foot Bantry Bay gigs with three masts, dipping lug sails, and 10 oars, identically constructed and manned by young adults from some 12 countries, engaged every 2 years in various exercises, contests that demonstrate on-the-water skills, crew cooperation, and maritime community. To that accomplishment, Carteret then added Le Défi Français, rowing clubs and contests in similar boats sponsored by the coastal towns of France. To date, more than 100 vessels have been built and engage in constant competition some year-round. In a 2006 essay in Maritime Life, Carteret introduced a concept called Atlantic memory, vast in its ambition, inclusive of every manifestation of Atlantic culture, and grounded in dedicated research, expressive communication, and typically detailed specification. It was a clarion call, a powerful image by which to contextualize maritime history and to inspire far greater public understanding of and engagement with the activities of the museums, working waterfronts, ship preservation initiatives, skills workshops, research programs, educational activities, and yes, rowing clubs that relate maritime endeavor to contemporary life. The vision included archival collections and oral histories, linked accessible online inventories of artifacts, legislative initiatives for restoration funding, underwater surveys and explorations, and finally, a, quote, concentration of force, unquote, among the relevant institutions to advocate and promote a new, inclusive program of understanding of the ocean and its impact, past, present, and future. I thought it was brilliant. You can imagine my consternation then, a few months ago, in the call for contributions to the agenda of the International Congress of Maritime Museums to be held in Portugal this fall. The following was put forward as the stated premise for the meeting. Quote, "The face of the maritime landscape has changed, and there is no longer a self-evident presence of the maritime experience in modern life." Unquote. I could not believe my eyes. Had it come down to this, was it a joke? A clever debate question? Was this indeed the context that today the directors and curators of the world's maritime museums perceive as the world around them? Has the vision dimmed so that now we can only meet to discuss our irrelevance to modern life? The situation cries out for Bernard Carteret, or perhaps in lesser electronic stead, the World Ocean Observatory. Perspectives that see around us nothing but ocean connection. This speaks to what again and again we cite as the failed premises and historical conventions which we now maintain. If the old views don't work, then it is no surprise that their believers are disillusioned. But change the premise, and an entire new world of possibility and action is revealed. Indeed, the horizon today is defined by nothing but maritime themes and realities that are immensely relevant, in fact, essential to the global future. Consider Atlantic memory. All the traditions and values and individuals that have defined this world history and culture. Let's not forget all that. Let's follow the Carteret example and build on that tradition as a vast, ambitious, galvanizing vision of the ocean future. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory. Visit us online at worldoceanobservatory.org. World Ocean Radio is produced in association with WERU, Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.